Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Honor the individual in the relationship. Honor the individual in the relationship. What does this mean? Well, first, you have to recognize there's that side of the coin. She has her own life. He has his own life. It's so important. You're like, oh, they aren't me. This is so important. They are not me. They don't have to think like me, be like me, act like me. Your job is not to create a mirror of yourself, okay? This is not the job in a relationship. Your job is not to project yourself and ask this person to adopt all of your values, all of your beliefs, all of your thoughts, all of your argumentations, all of your supposed greatness and perfection so that they become you. They're different than you. They don't need to be you. They don't need to understand you. They don't need to support you. They don't need to cheer you on. They don't need to be enthusiastic for you. They have their own life. And if they are those things for you, how dang blessed are you? How lucky are you? What an extraordinary thing that this person puts up with you, that this person cares for you, that this person has committed to you. What a blessing. We got in this world where we expect way too much of the other, the individual, where they're supposed to be your best friend. They're supposed to be your intimate partner. They're supposed to help you with business and finances and legal. They're supposed to be, you know, clean up around the house with you. They're supposed to be the perfect parent. We expect so much from them to do things for us. Our expectations of the other for how they treat us and behave with us, the way that we would like them to, are completely absurd. And some of you have had this happen to you before. It's like, they expect you to be exactly like them. I'm very different than Denise, my wife. Denise is very different than me. And whatever is about us, we cheer that on. We completely support that. She loves all the weird, you know, extroverted, jumpy on stage guy, Brendan stuff. She loves my career. She cheers it on. That she doesn't want to do that. We tried doing a podcast together when we moved to Puerto Rico years ago. And I think we made it maybe a month or two. And we were like, oh, we don't enjoy this together. It was more like, oh, that's your thing. And we don't have to have the same things. Just like she built two amazing and huge exercise studios. Right? That was her last part of her career. And then she sold them. And I'm not going to ever build an exercise studio. I suck at building the community that she would build with the, you know, all the, you know, 30 plus women who worked with her and for her. She had a magic that she could do there that I was like, that's crazy. You're amazing. She doesn't expect me to be her, and I don't expect her to be me. I know that sounds so simple, but that makes all the difference when the stuff hits the fan, when there's an argument, or when the person's going through a hard time. See, it's like when she's going through a hard time, I don't think that she should solve going through that hard time the way that I would. Does that make sense? When we project upon the other that they should do things, think things, and be things like we will, we stop honoring and having reverence for their individuality, which is probably what drew them to you in the first place, right? Maybe you had some things in common, but part of the attraction was there was a polarity there, right? That polarity of like, oh, they're a little different. They're interesting. Oh, I like this about them. But then as relationships carry on, what happens is that polarity, now they try to make each other the same. And then when they try to make each other the same, a little of the magic is lost. A little of the vibe and the pop goes away. And also
frustration enters the game. Instead of grace as the material between, it's frustration that they're not the same as me. And when it's they're not the same as me, whoa. Like I had a very difficult coaching conversation a couple months back with two clients. We're talking like, you know, cover a magazine, billion-dollar level people in this couple. And they were just, I mean, struggle. And one of the things I was doing mediation with them, and they had this moment where they were talking about parenting. And what was very clear was they were mad at each other that they don't parent the same. And yes, we as a couple have to be on the same page. And we try to get on the same page, but different styles are okay. Because it turned out that the child liked both mom and dad. So who's right? Mom who has a different style? Dad who has a different style? Who's right? Well, the kid is happy and loves them both. It's okay that people have different styles. It's okay. Matter of fact, if you can find another person's styles and their strengths, and you support that and you cheer that on, that is what we exactly mean by honoring the individual.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
I cheer Denise on for all sorts of ways she is and thinks that that's so not me. It's just not my thing. Like, she's so good at so many things. Like, one of the things she's so amazing at is like design and making everything just gorgeous and pretty. I'm the sloppy guy. I got stuff all over the place. I mean, I took 30 minutes to clean this place just to get ready for the show today. You know what I'm saying? I'm not built that way. I'm a guy who, like, I put it on the, if I'm going to use something every day, it stays on the counter. Why would I put it away? I'm going to use it every day. Nuh-uh. Her, as soon as it touches the counter and it's done, put it away. Difference. But I love that about her. Our house is gorgeous. I love that about when we travel, she has a different style of traveling than I do. So she sees things different than me. You have to honor the other, and they have to feel honored in that individuality for the relationship to go deeper. So I'm always trying to do that. She's trying to do that. And somehow we both feel very honored in our relationship because, like, I see her, she sees me, and it's okay that we're different. And our biggest fights are when we expect each other to think the same or be the same or do the same. Does it make sense? I think this is really profound. Honor the other, honor their individuality. And honoring it means accepting it, not judging it. Honoring it means being open to it, but it also means celebrating it. Cheer them on. If you could give a speech about your spouse or partner, you should talk about all the unique things about themselves and be so prideful, joyous, happy about that. But also, let me share this with you. I can immediately tell in 7 to 9 minutes in a mediation, because I always make sure to ask this question. Now remember, a mediation, they're fighting. They're coming together. Brendan's helped solve the situation. And sometimes it's court referred, like literally it's legal that this process is happening. It's not just, hey, can you help us coach? It's no, this has been like court referred. And what I learned in those processes is to ask a very simple question. How lucky do you feel that this is your partner? If you feel lucky to have that person in your life, I know you are honoring the other. You're honoring their individuality. You follow? I think what happened is we expect so much for our couples and our spouses. We forgot how blessed it was that among 7 billion human beings, God, universe, luck, serendipity, cosmos, biology, chemistry, whatever you want to call it, put you two together. You felt that at your wedding. You felt that on those first couple of dates. You felt that at the beginning, that lucky to have this person. I'm so lucky I found a person finally. This is the one. And then 4 years later, like, oh, God. You know? Which, by the way, I'm not here to judge. I said at the beginning, some of you have ended relationships, divorced, are separated, are not going through anything. There's zero judgment on this to me. I am totally okay that couples don't make it. I'm totally okay in understanding that it's hard. And sometimes we judge wrong, or sometimes people change, man. Life is long. People change. And sometimes what people change into, we don't want to be a part of. So this is not me going, all marriages have to last forever and being Pollyanna about it. Lots of them don't. Most of them, ultimately, by the end of this decade, will not. Literally, the vast majority will not. That's just where we're heading. So I'm not here to judge it, and I don't have any opinion about it. Like, I've been ups and downs throughout my life in different relationships. I don't have a judgment to it. What I'm here to suggest is when they're great, you feel lucky to have that other person in your life. I was on a Clubhouse recently, and one of the hosts asked me such a great question. They said, Brendan, what's something that has been a secret to your success that most people wouldn't think about when they think about all the marketing you do, or all the business, or all the investments, or all the leadership, or whatever? And I was like, I lucked out with the right life partner. I chose the right person. And I feel lucky to have her in my life, especially because I'm an idiot. You know? So it's like, hey, if you could have a little more, the more grace you have, the more luck you feel that the other is in your life. Just share it. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code
that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.